and he was made in the womb of a virgin, who formed all mankind, that are born into the world. He took flesh, who was without flesh. He who was begotten before time, was born in time. He lived holily, and taught according to the law. He drove away every sickness, and every disease from men, and wrought signs and wonders among the people. And he was partaker of meat, and drink, and sleep, who nourishes all that stand in need of food, and fills every living creature with his goodness. 1. He manifested his name to those that knew it not. 2. He drave away ignorance, he revived piety, and fulfilled thy will. He finished the work which thou gavest him to do, and when he had set all these things right, he was seized by the hands of the ungodly, of the high priests and priests, falsi so called, and of the disobedient people. By the betraying of him who was possessed of wickedness as with a confirmed disease, he suffered many things from them, and endured all sorts of ignominy. By thy permission, he was delivered to Pilate the governor, and he that was the judge was judged, and he that was the Savior was condemned. He that was impassible was nailed to the cross, and he who was by nature immortal died, and he that is the giver of life was buried, that he might loose those for whose sake he came from suffering and death, and might break the bonds of the devil, and deliver mankind from his deceit. He arose from the dead the third day, and when he had continued with his disciples 40 days, he was taken up into the heavens, and is sat down on the right hand of thee, who art his God and Father. Being mindful, therefore, of those things that he endured for our sakes, we give thee thanks, O God Almighty, not in such a manner as we ought, but as we are able, and fulfill his constitution. For in the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread 3, in his holy and undefiled hands, and, looking up to thee his God and Father, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, This is the mystery of the new covenant. Take of it, and eat. This is my body, which is broken for many, for the remission of sins. 4. In like manner also, he took the cup, and mixed it of wine and water, and sanctified it, and delivered it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood which is shed for many, for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth my death until I come. Being mindful, therefore, of his passion, and death, and resurrection from the dead, and return into the heavens, and his future second appearing, wherein he is to come with glory and power, to judge the quick and the dead, and to recompense every one according to his works, we offer to thee, our King and our God, according to his constitution, this bread and this cup, giving thee thanks, through him, that thou hast thought us worthy to stand before thee, and to sacrifice to thee. And we beseech thee, that thou wilt mercifully look down upon these gifts, which are here set before thee, O thou God, who standest in need of none of our offerings. And do thou accept them, to the honor of thy cries, and send down upon this sacrifice thine Holy Spirit, the witness of the Lord Jesus' sufferings, that he may show this bread to be the body of thy cries, and the cup to be the blood of thy cries, that those who are partakers thereof may be strengthened for piety, may obtain the remission of their sins, may be delivered from the devil and his deceit, may be filled with the Holy Ghost, may be made worthy of thy cries, and may obtain eternal life upon thy reconciliation to them. O Lord Almighty, we further pray unto thee, O Lord, for thy holy church spread from one end of the world to another, which thou hast purchased with the precious blood of thy cries, that thou wilt preserve it unshaken, and free from disturbance until the end of the world. For every episcopate who rightly divides the word of truth, we further pray to thee for me, who am nothing, who offer to thee, for the whole presbytery, for the deacons and all the clergy, that thou wilt make them wise, and replenish them with the Holy Spirit. We further pray to thee, O Lord, for the king and all in authority, 5. For the whole army, that they may be peaceable towards us, that so, leading the whole time of our life in quietness and unanimity, we may glorify thee through Jesus Christ, who is our hope. We further offer to thee also for all those holy persons who have pleased thee from the beginning of the world, patriarchs, prophets, righteous men, apostles, martyrs, confessors, bishops, presbyters, deacons, subdeacons, readers, singers, virgins, widows, and lay persons, with all whose names thou knowest. We further offer to thee for this people, that thou wilt render them, to the praise of thy Christ, a royal priesthood and an holy nation. 1. For those that are in virginity and purity, for the widows of the church, for those in honorable marriage and childbearing, for the infants of thy people, that thou wilt not permit any of us to become castaways. We further beseech thee also for this city and its inhabitants, for those that are sick, for those in bitter servitude, for those in banishments, for those in prison, for those that travel by water or by land, that thou, the helper and assister of all men, wilt be their supporter. We further also beseech thee for those that hate us, and persecute us for thy name's sake, for those that are without, and wander out of the way, that thou wilt convert them to goodness, and pacify their anger. We further also beseech thee for the catechumens of the church, and for those that are vexed by the adversary, and for our brethren the penitents, that thou wilt perfect the first in the faith, that thou wilt deliver the second from the energy of the evil one, and that thou wilt accept the repentance of the last, and forgive both them and us our offenses. We further offer to thee also for the good temperature of the air, and the fertility of the fruits, that so, partaking perpetually of the good things derived from thee, we may praise thee without ceasing, who gave us food to all flesh too. We further beseech thee also for those who are absent on a just cause, that thou wilt keep us all in piety, and gather us together in the kingdom of thy Christ, the God of all sensible and intelligent nature, our King, that thou wouldst keep us immovable, unblameable, and unreprovable, for to thee belongs all glory and worship, and thanksgiving, honor, and adoration, the Father, with the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, both now and always, and for everlasting, and endless ages forever. And let all the people say, Amen. And let the bishop say, The peace of God be with you all. And let all the people say, And with thy spirit. And let the deacon proclaim again. 13. Let us still further beseech God through his Christ, and let us beseech him on account of the gift which is offered to the Lord God, that the good God will accept it, through the mediation of his Christ, upon his heavenly altar, for a sweet-smelling savor. Let us pray for this church and people. Let us pray for every episcopate, every presbytery, all the deacons and ministers in Christ, for the whole congregation, that the Lord will keep and preserve them all. Let us pray for kings and those in authority, that they may be peaceable toward us, that so we may have and lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 3. Let us be mindful of the holy martyrs, that we may be thought worthy to be partakers of their trial. Let us pray for those that are departed in the faith. Let us pray for the good temperature of the air, and the perfect maturity of the fruits. Let us pray for those that are newly enlightened, that they may be strengthened in the faith, and all may be mutually comforted by one another. 4. Raise us up, O God, by thy grace. Let us stand up, and dedicate ourselves to God, through his Christ. And let the bishop say, O God, who art great, and whose name is great, who art great in counsel and mighty in works, the God and Father of thy holy child Jesus, our Savior, look down upon us, and upon us thy flock, which thou hast chosen by him to the glory of thy name, and sanctify our body and soul, and grant us the favor to be made pure from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. 5. And may obtain the good things laid up for us, and do not account any of us unworthy, but be thou our comforter, helper, and protector, through thy Christ, with whom glory, honor, praise, doxology, and thanksgiving be to thee, and to the Holy Ghost forever. Amen. And after that all have said Amen, let the deacon say, Let us attend. And let the bishop speak thus to the people, Holy things for holy persons. And let the people answer, There is one that is holy, there is one Lord, one Jesus Christ, blessed forever, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord, being the Lord God who appeared to us. Hosanna in the highest. 6. And after that, let the bishop partake, then the presbyters, and deacons, and 7, subdeacons, and the readers, and the singers, and the ascetics, and then of the women, the deaconesses, and the virgins, and the widows, then the children, and then all the people in order, with reverence and godly fear, without tumult. And let the bishop give the oblation, saying, The body of Christ. And let him that receiveth say, Amen. And let the deacon take the cup, and when he gives it, say, The blood of Christ, the cup of life. And let him that drinketh say, Amen. 1. And let the 33rd psalm be said, while the rest are partaking. And when all, too, both men and women, have partaken, let the deacons carry what remains into the vestry. And when the singer has done, let the deacon say, 14. Now we have received the precious body and the precious blood of Christ, let us give thanks to him who has thought us worthy to partake of these his holy 3 mysteries, and let us beseech him, that it may not be to us for condemnation, but for salvation, to the advantage of soul and body, to the preservation of piety, to the remission of sins, and to the life of the world to come. Let us arise, and by the grace of Christ let us dedicate ourselves to God, to the only unbegotten God, and to his Christ. And let the bishop give thanks. 15. Lord God Almighty, the Father of thy Christ, thy blessed Son, who hearest those who call upon thee with uprightness, who also knowest the supplications of those who are silent, we thank thee, that thou hast thought us worthy, to partake of thy holy mysteries, which thou hast bestowed upon us, for the entire confirmation of those things we have rightly known, for the preservation of piety, for the remission of our offenses, for the name of thy Christ is called upon us, and we are joined to thee. O thou that hast separated us from the communion of the ungodly, unite us with those that are consecrated to thee in holiness, confirm us in the truth, by the assistance of thy Holy Spirit, reveal to us what things we are ignorant of, supply what things we are defective in, confirm us in what things we already know, preserve the priests blameless in thy worship, keep the kings in peace, and the rulers in righteousness, the air in a good temperature, the fruits in fertility, the world in an all-powerful providence, pacify the warring nations, convert those that are gone astray, sanctify thy people, keep those that are in virginity, preserve those in the faith, that are in marriage, strengthen those that are in purity, bring the infants to complete age, confirm the newly admitted, instruct the catechumens, and render them worthy of admission, and gather us all together into the kingdom of heaven, by Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, in the Holy Ghost, forever. Amen. And let the deacon say, bow down to fore, God through his Christ, and receive the blessing. And let the bishop add this prayer, and say, O God Almighty, the true God, to whom nothing can be compared, who art everywhere, and present in all things, and art in nothing as one of the things themselves, who art not bounded by place, nor grown old by time, who art not terminated by ages, nor deceived by words, who art not subject to generation, and wantest no guardian, who art above all corruption, free from all change, and invariable by nature, who inhabitest light inaccessible. 5. Who art by nature invisible, and yet art known to all reasonable natures who seek thee with a good mind, and art comprehended by those that seek after thee with a good mind, the God of Israel, thy people which truly see, and which have believed in Christ, be gracious to me, and hear me, for thy name's sake, and bless those that bow down their necks unto thee, and grant them the petitions of their hearts, which are for their good, and do not reject any one of them from thy kingdom, but sanctify, guard, cover, and assist them, deliver them from the adversary and every enemy, keep their houses, and guard their comings in, and their goings out. 6. For to thee belongs the glory, praise, majesty, worship, and adoration, and to thy Son Jesus, thy Christ, our Lord and God and King, and to the Holy Ghost, now and always, forever and ever. Amen. And 7. The deacon shall say, depart in peace. 8. These constitutions concerning this mystical worship, we, the apostles, do ordain for you, the bishops, presbyters, and deacons. Section 3. 16. Concerning the ordination of presbyters, I 9, who am loved by the Lord, make this constitution for you the bishops. When thou ordainest a presbyter, O bishop, lay a hand upon his head, in the presence of the presbyters and deacons, 1, and pray, saying, Lord Almighty, our God, who hast created all things by Christ, and dost in like manner take care of the whole world by him, for he who had power to make different creatures has also power to take care of them, according to their different natures, on which account, O God, thou takest care of immortal beings by bare preservation, but of those that are mortal by succession of the soul by the provision of laws, of the body by the supply of its wants. Do thou therefore now also look down upon thy holy church, and increase the same, and multiply those that preside in it, and grant them power, that they may labor both in word and work for the edification of thy people. Do thou now also look down upon this thy servant, who is put into the presbytery by the vote and determination of the whole clergy, and do thou replenish him with the spirit of grace and counsel, to assist and govern thy people with a pure heart, in the same manner as thou didst look down upon thy chosen people, and didst command Moses to choose elders, whom thou didst fill with thy spirit too. Do thou also now, Lord, grant this, and preserve in us the spirit of thy grace, that this person, being filled with the gifts of healing, and the word of teaching, may in meekness instruct thy people, and sincerely serve thee with a pure mind, and the willing soul, and may fully discharge the holy ministrations for thy people, through thy Christ, with whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, and to the Holy Ghost, forever. Amen. 17. Concerning the ordination of deacons, I Philip III, make this constitution, thou shalt ordain a deacon, O bishop, by laying the hands upon him in the presence of the whole presbytery, and of the deacons, and shall pray, and say. 18. O God Almighty, the true and faithful God, who art rich unto all that call upon thee in truth, who art fearful in counsels, and wise in understanding, who art powerful and great, hear our prayer, O Lord, and let thine ears receive our supplication, and cause the light of thy countenance to shine upon this thy servant, who is to be ordained for thee to the office of a deacon, and replenish him with thy Holy Spirit, and with power, as thou didst replenish Stephen, who was thy martyr, and follower of the sufferings of thy Christ, for, do thou render him worthy, to discharge acceptably the ministration of a deacon, steadily, unblameably, and without reproof, that thereby he may attain an higher degree, through the mediation of thy only begotten Son, with whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, and the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. 19. Concerning a deaconess, I Bartholomew V, make this constitution, O bishop, thou shalt lay thy hands upon her in the presence of the presbytery, and of the deacons and deaconesses, and shall say. 20. O eternal God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator of man and of woman, who didst replenish with the Spirit Miriam, and Deborah, and Anna, and Huldah. 6. Who didst not disdain, that thy only begotten Son should be born of a woman, who also in the tabernacle of the testimony, and in the temple, didst ordain women to be keepers of thy holy gates, do thou now also look down upon this thy servant, who is to be ordained to the office of a deaconess, and grant her thy Holy Spirit, and cleanse her from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. 7. That she may worthily discharge the work which is committed to her to thy glory, and the praise of thy Christ, with whom glory and adoration be to thee, and the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. 21. Concerning the subdeacons, I Thomas 8, make this constitution for you the bishops. 9. When thou dost ordain a subdeacon, 10, O bishop, thou shalt lay thy hands upon him, and say, Lord God, the Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things that are therein, who also in the tabernacle of the testimony didst appoint overseers and keepers of thy holy vessels. 11. Do thou now look down upon this thy servant, appointed a subdeacon, and grant him the Holy Spirit, that he may worthily handle the vessels of thy ministry, and do thou always, through thy Christ, with whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, and to the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. 22. Concerning readers, 1. I Matthew, also called Levi, who was once a tax gatherer, make a constitution, ordain a reader by laying the hands upon him, and pray unto God, and say, O eternal God, who art plenteous in mercy and compassions, who hast made manifest the constitution of the world by thy operations therein, and keepest the number of thine elect, do thou also now look down upon thy servant, who is to be entrusted to read thy holy scriptures to thy people, and give him thy Holy Spirit, the prophetic spirit. Thou who didst instruct Esdras thy servant to read thy laws to the people, too, do thou now also at our prayers instruct thy servant, and grant that he may without blame perfect the work committed to him, and thereby be declared worthy of an higher degree, through Christ, with whom glory and worship be to thee, and to the Holy Ghost forever. Amen. 23. And I James, the son of Alphaeus, make a constitution in regard to confessors. A confessor is not ordained, for he is so by choice and patience, and is worthy of great honor, as having confessed the name of God, and of his cries, before nations and kings. But if there be occasion, he is to be ordained 3, either a bishop, priest, or deacon. But if any one of the confessors who is not ordained snatches to himself any such dignity upon account of his confession, let the same person be deprived and rejected, for he is not in such an office, since he has denied the constitution of Christ, and is worse than an infidel. 4. 24. I, the same, make a constitution in regard to virgins. A virgin is not ordained, for we have no such command from the Lord. 5. For this is a state of voluntary trial, not for the reproach of marriage, but an account of leisure for piety. 25 and Alabatius, 6, surnamed Fidatius, make this constitution in regard to widows. A widow is not ordained, yet if she has lost her husband a great while, and has lived soberly and unblameably, and has taken extraordinary care of her family, as Judith 7, and Anna 8, those women of great reputation let her be chosen into the order of widows. But if she has lately lost her Iacca fellow, let her not be believed, but let her youth be judged of by the time, for the affections do sometimes grow aged with men, if they be not restrained by a better bridle. 26. I the same make a constitution in regard to an exorcist. An exorcist is not ordained, for it is a trial of voluntary goodness, and of the grace of God through Christ by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For he who has received the gift of healing, is declared by revelation from God, the grace which is in him being manifest to all. But if there be occasion for him, he must be ordained 9, a bishop, or a presbyter, or a deacon. 27. 10, and I Simon the Canaanite 11, make a constitution to determine by how many a bishop ought to be elected. Let a bishop be ordained by 3 or 2 bishops, but if any one be ordained by 1 bishop, let him be deprived, both himself and he that ordain him. But if there be a necessity, that he have only 1 to ordain him, because more bishops cannot come together, as in time of persecution, or for such like causes, let him bring the suffrage of permission from more bishops. 28. Concerning 12, the canons are the same make a constitution. A bishop blesses, but does not receive the blessing. He lays on hands, ordains, offers, receives the blessing from bishops, but by no means from presbyters. A bishop deprives any clergyman who deserves deprivation, excepting a bishop, for of himself he has not power to do that. A presbyter blesses, but does not receive the blessing, yet does he receive the blessing from the bishop or fellow presbyter. In like manner does he give it to a fellow presbyter. He lays on hands, but does not ordain, he does not deprive, yet does he separate those that are under him, if they be liable to such a punishment. A deacon does not bless, does not give the blessing, but receives it from the bishop and presbyter. He does not baptize, he does not offer, but when a bishop or presbyter has offered, he distributes to the people, not as a priest, but as one that ministers to the priests. But it is not lawful for any one of the other clergy to do the work of a deacon. A deaconess does not bless, nor perform anything belonging to the office of presbyters or deacons, but only is to keep the doors, and to minister to the presbyters in the baptizing of women, on account of decency. A deacon separates a subdeacon, a reader, a singer, and a deaconess, if there be any occasion, in the absence of a presbyter. It is not lawful for a subdeacon to separate either one of the clergy or laity, nor for a reader, nor for a singer, nor for a deaconess, for they are the ministers to the deacons. Section 4. 29. 1. Concerning the water and the oil. I Matthias make a constitution. Let the bishop bless the water, or the oil. But if he be not there, let the presbyter bless it, the deacon standing by. But if the bishop be present, let the presbyter and deacon stand by, and let him say thus, O Lord of hosts, the God of powers, the creator of the waters, and the supplier of oil, who art compassionate, and a lover of mankind, who hast given water for drink and for cleansing, and oil to give man a cheerful and joyful countenance. 2. Do thou now also sanctify this water and this oil through thy cries, in the name of him or her that has offered them, and grant them a power to restore health, to drive away diseases, to banish demons, and to disperse all snares through Christ our hope, with whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, and to the Holy Ghost, forever. Amen. 33. The same make a constitution in regard to first fruits and tithes. Let all first fruits be brought to the bishop, and to the presbyters, and to the deacons, 4, for their maintenance, but let all the tithe be for the maintenance of the rest of the clergy, and of the virgins and widows, and of those under the trial of poverty. For the first fruits belong to the priests, and to those deacons that minister to them. 31. I the same make a constitution in regard to remainders. Those eulogies which remain at the mysteries, let the deacons distribute them among the clergy, according to the mind of the bishop or the presbyters, to a bishop, 4 parts, to a presbyter, 3-5 parts, to a deacon, 2-6 parts, and to the rest of the subdeacons, or readers, or singers, or deaconesses, 1 part. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, that everyone be honored according to his dignity. For the church is the school, not of confusion, but of good order. 32. / Also, Paul, 7, the least of the apostles, do make the following constitutions for you, the bishops, and presbyters, and deacons, concerning canons. Those that first come to the mystery of godliness, let them be brought to the bishop, or to the presbyters by the deacons, and let them be examined as to the causes wherefore they come to the word of the Lord, and let those that bring them exactly inquire about their character, and give them their testimony. Let their manners and their life be inquired into, and whether they be slaves or freemen. And if anyone be a slave, let him be asked who is his master. If he be slave to one of the faithful, let his master be asked if he can give him a good character. If he cannot, let him be rejected, until he show himself to be worthy to his master. But if he does give him a good character, let him be admitted. But if he be household slave to an heathen, let him be taught to please his master, that the word be not blasphemed. If, then, he have a wife, or a woman hath an husband, let them be taught to be content with each other. But if they be unmarried, let them learn not to commit fornication, but to enter into lawful marriage. But if his master be one of the faithful, and knows that he is guilty of fornication, and yet does not give him a wife, or to the woman an husband, let him be separated. But if anyone hath a demon, let him indeed be taught piety, but not received into communion, before he be cleansed. Yet if death be near, let him be received. If anyone be a maintainer of harlots, let him either leave off to prostitute women, or else let him be rejected. If a harlot come, let her leave off whoredom, or else let her be rejected. If a maker of idols come, let him either leave off his employment, or let him be rejected. If one belonging to the theater one come, whether it be man or woman, or charioteer, or dueler, or racer, or player of prizes, or Olympic gamester, or one that plays on the pipe, on the lute, or on the harp at those games, or a dancing master or an huckster, too, either let them leave off their employments, or let them be rejected. If a soldier come, let him be taught to do no injustice, to accuse no man falsely, and to be content with his allotted wages. 3. If he submit to those rules, let him be received. But if he refuse them, let him be rejected. He that is guilty of sins not to be named, a sodomite, an effeminate person, a magician, an enchanter, an astrologer, a diviner, an user of magic verses, a juggler, a mountebank, one that makes amulets, a charmer, a soothsayer, a fortune teller, an observer of palmistry, he that, when he meets you, observes defects in the eyes or feet of the birds or cats, or noises, or symbolical sounds, let these be proved for some time. For this sort of wickedness is hard to be washed away, and if they leave off those practices, let them be received, but if they will not agree to that, let them be rejected. Let a concubine, who is slave to an unbeliever, and confines herself to her master alone, be received. 4. But if she be incontinent with others, let her be rejected. If one of the faithful hath a concubine, if she be a bondservant, let him leave off that way, and marry in a legal manner. If she be a free woman, let him marry her in a lawful manner. If he does not, let him be rejected. Let him that follows the Gentile customs, or Jewish fables, either reform, or let him be rejected. If anyone follows the sports of the theater, their huntings, or horse races, or combats, either let him leave them off, or let him be rejected. Let him who is to be a catechumen for 3 years. But if anyone be diligent, and has a good will to his business, let him be admitted, for it is not the length of time, but the course of life, that is judged. Let him that teaches, although he be one of the laity, yet, if he be skillful in the word and grave in his manners, teach. 4. They shall be all taught of God. 5. Let all the faithful, whether men or women, when they rise from sleep, before they go to work, when they have washed themselves, pray. But if any catechetic instruction be held, let the faithful person prefer the word of piety before his work. Let the faithful person, whether man or woman, treat servants kindly, as we have ordained in the foregoing books, and have taught in our Epistle 6:33. I Peter and Paul do make the following constitutions. Let the slaves work 5 days, but on the Sabbath day and the Lord's day let them have leisure to go to church for instruction in piety. We have said that the Sabbath is on account of the creation, and the Lord's Day of the resurrection. Let slaves rest from their work all the great week, and that which follows it, for the one in memory of the passion, and the other of the resurrection, and there is need they should be instructed who it is that suffered and rose again, and who it is permitted him to suffer, and raised him again. Let them have rest from their work on the ascension, because it was the conclusion of the dispensation by Christ. Let them rest at Pentecost, because of the coming of the Holy Spirit, which was given to those that believed in Christ. Let them rest on the festival of his birth, because on it the unexpected favor was granted to men, that Jesus Christ, the Logos of God, should be born of the Virgin Mary. 7. For the salvation of the world. 8. Let them rest on the festival of Epiphany, because on it a manifestation took place of the divinity of Christ, for the Father bore testimony to him at the baptism, and the Paraclete, in the form of a dove, pointed out to the bystanders him to whom testimony was borne. Let them rest on the days of the apostles, for they were appointed your teachers to bring you to Christ, and made you worthy of the Spirit. Let them rest on the day of the first 9, martyr Stephen, and of the other holy martyrs who preferred Christ to their own life. 34. Offer up your prayers in the morning, at the third hour, the sixth, the ninth, the evening, and at cock crowing, in the morning, returning thanks that the Lord has sent you light, that he has brought you past the night, and brought on the day, at the third hour, because at that hour the Lord received the sentence of condemnation from Pilate, at the sixth, because at that hour he was crucified. 1. At the ninth, because all things were in commotion at the crucifixion of the Lord, as trembling at the bold attempt of the impious Jews, and not bearing the injury offered to their Lord. In the evening, giving thanks that he has given you the night, to rest from the daily labors, at cock crowing, because that hour brings the good news of the coming on of the day for the operations proper for the light. But if it be not possible to go to the church on account of the unbelievers, thou, O bishop, shalt assemble them in a house, that a godly man may not enter into an assembly of the ungodly. For it is not the place that sanctifies the man, but the man the place. And if the ungodly possess the place, do thou avoid it, because it is profaned by them. For as holy priests sanctify a place, so do the profane ones defile it. If it be not possible to assemble either in the church, or in a house, let every one by himself sing, and read, and pray, or two or three together. 4. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there all I in the midst of them too. Let not one of the faithful pray with a catechumen, no, not in the house, for it is not reasonable that he who is admitted should be polluted with one not admitted. Let not one of the godly pray with an heretic, no, not in the house. 4. What fellowship hath light with darkness? 3. Let Christians, whether men or women, who have connections with slaves, either leave them off, or let them be rejected. 35. I James, 4, the brother of Christ according to the flesh, but his servant is the only begotten God, and one appointed bishop of Jerusalem by the Lord himself, and the apostles, do ordain us. When it is evening, thou, O bishop, shall assemble the church, and after the repetition of the psalm at the lighting up the lights, the deacon shall bid prayers for the catechumens, the energumens, the illuminated, and the penitents, as we have formerly said. But after the dismission of these, the deacon shall say, so many as are of the faithful, let us pray to the Lord. And after the bidding prayer, which is formerly set down, he shall say, 36. Save us, O God, and raise us up by thy cries. Let us stand up, and beg for the mercies of the Lord, and his compassions, for the angel of peace, for what things are good and profitable, for a Christian departure out of this life, an evening and a night of peace, and free from sin. And let us beg, that the whole course of our life may be unblameable. Let us dedicate ourselves, and one another to the living God through his cries. And let the bishop add this prayer, and say, 37. O God, who art without beginning and without end, the maker of the whole world by Christ, and the provider for it, but before all 5, his God and Father, the Lord 6, of the Spirit, and the King of intelligible and sensible beings, who hast made the day for the works of light, and the night for the refreshment of our infirmity. 4. The day is thine, the night also is thine, thou hast prepared the light and the sun. 7. Do thou now, O Lord, thou lover of mankind, and fountain of all good, mercifully accept of this our evening thanksgiving. Thou who hast brought us through the length of the day, and hast brought us to the beginnings of the night, preserve us by thy cries, afford us a peaceable evening, and a night free from sin, and vouchsafe us everlasting life by thy cries, through whom glory, honor, and worship be to the innate, the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. And let the deacon say, bow down for the laying on of hands. And let the bishop say, O God of our fathers, and Lord of mercy, who didst form man of thy wisdom a rational creature, and beloved of God more than the other beings upon this earth, and didst give him authority to rule over the creatures upon the earth, and didst ordain by thy all rulers and priests the former for the security of life, the latter for regular worship, do thou now also look down, Lord Almighty, and cause thy face to shine upon thy people, who bow down the neck of their heart, and bless them by Christ, through whom thou hast enlightened us with the light of knowledge, and hast revealed thyself to us, with whom worthy adoration is due from every rational and holy nature to thee, and to the Spirit, who is the Comforter, forever. Amen. And let the deacon say, Depart in peace, in like manner, in the morning, after the repetition of the morning psalm, and his dismission of the catechumens, the energumens, the candidates for baptism, and the penitents, and after the usual bidding of prayers, that we may not again repeat the same things, let the deacon add after the words, Save us, O God, and raise us up by thy grace, let us beg of the Lord his mercies and his compassions, that this morning and this day may be with peace and without sin, as also all the time of our sojourning, that he will grant us his angel of peace, a Christian departure out of this life, and that God will be merciful and gracious. Let us dedicate ourselves, and one another to the living God through his only begotten. And let the bishop add this prayer, and say, 38. O God, the God of spirits, and of all flesh, who art beyond compare, and standest in need of nothing, who hast given the sun, to have rule over the day, and the moon and the stars, to have rule over the night, do thou now also look down upon us with gracious eyes, and receive our morning thanksgivings, and have mercy upon us, for we have not spread out our hands unto a strange God. 1. For there is not among us any new God, but thou, the eternal God, who art without end, who hast given us our being through Christ, and given us our well-being through him. Do thou vouchsafe us also, through him, eternal life, with whom glory, and honor, and worship be to thee, and to the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. And let the deacon say, Bow down for the laying on of hands. And let the bishop add this prayer, saying, 39. O God, who art faithful and true, who hast mercy on thousands and ten thousands of them that love thee, too, the lover of the humble, and the protector of the needy, of whom all things stand in need, for all things are subject to thee, look down upon this thy people, who bow down their heads to thee, and bless them with spiritual blessing. Keep them as the apple of an eye. 3. Preserve them in piety and righteousness, and vouchsafe them eternal life in Christ Jesus thy beloved Son, with whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. And let the deacon say, Depart in peace, and when the first fruits are offered, the bishop gives thanks in this manner. 40. We give thanks to thee, O Lord Almighty, the Creator of the whole world, and its preserver, through thy only begotten Son Jesus Christ our Lord, for the first fruits which are offered to thee, not in such a manner as we ought, but as we are able. For what man is there that can worthily give thee thanks for those things thou hast given them to partake of? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, and of all the saints, who madest all things fruitful by thy word, and didst command the earth to bring forth various fruits for our rejoicing and our food, who hast given to the duller and more sheepish sort of creatures juices, herbs to them that feed on herbs, and to some flesh, to others seeds, but to us corn, as advantageous and proper food, and many other things, some for our necessities, some for our health, and some for our pleasure. On all these accounts, therefore, art thou worthy of exalted hymns of praise for thy beneficence by Christ, through whom for glory, honor, and worship be to thee in the Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Concerning those that are at rest in Christ, after the bidding prayer, that we may not repeat it again, the deacon shall add as follows. XLI. Let us pray for our brethren, that are at rest. 5. In Christ, that God, the lover of mankind, who has received his soul, may forgive him every sin, voluntary and involuntary, and may be merciful and gracious to him, and give him his lot in the land of the pious that are sent into the bosom of Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, with all those that have pleased him, and done his will from the beginning of the world. Whence all sorrow, grief, and lamentation are banished. Let us arise, let us dedicate ourselves, and one another to the eternal God, through that word which was in the beginning. And let the bishop say, O thou who art by nature immortal, and hast no end of thy being, from whom every creature, whether immortal or mortal, is derived, who didst make man a rational creature, the citizen of this world, in his constitution mortal, and didst add the promise of a resurrection, who didst not suffer Enoch and Elijah to taste of death, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, who are the God of them, not as of dead, but as of living persons, for the souls of all men live with thee, and the spirits of the righteous are in thy hand, which no torment can touch. 1. For they are all sanctified under thy hand, do thou now also look upon this thy servant, whom thou hast selected and received into another state, and forgive him, if voluntarily or involuntarily he has sinned, and afford him merciful angels, and place him in the bosom of the patriarchs, and prophets, and apostles, and of all those that have pleased thee from the beginning of the world, where there is no grief, sorrow, nor lamentation, but the peaceable region of the godly, and the undisturbed land of the upright, and of those that therein see the glory of thy Christ, by whom too glory, honor, and worship, thanksgiving, and adoration be to thee, in the Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. And let the deacon say, bow down, and receive the blessing. And let the bishop give thanks for them, saying as follows, Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance, 3, which thou hast purchased with the precious blood of thy Christ. Feed them under thy right hand, and cover them under thy wings, and grant that they may fight the good fight, and finish their course, and keep the faith for, immutably, unblameably, and unreprovably, through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, with whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, and to the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. XLII. Let the third day of the departed be celebrated with psalms, and lessons, and prayers, on account of him who arose within the space of 3 days, and let the ninth day be celebrated in remembrance of the living, and of the departed, and the 45th day according to the ancient pattern, for so did the people lament Moses, and the anniversary day in memory of him 6, and let alms be given to the poor out of his goods. For a memorial of him 7. XLII. These things we say concerning the pious, for as to the ungodly, if thou givest all the world to the poor, thou wilt not benefit him at all. For to whom the deity was an enemy, while he was alive, it is certain it will be, so also when he is departed, for there is no unrighteousness with him. For the Lord 8, is righteous, and has loved righteousness 9, and, behold the man and his work 10. XLIV. Now, when you are invited to their memorials, do you feast with good order, and the fear of God, as disposed to intercede for those that are departed. For since you are the presbyters and deacons of Christ, you ought always to be sober, both among yourselves and among others, that so you may be able to warn the unruly. Now the scripture says, the men in power are passionate, but let them not drink wine, lest by drinking they forget wisdom, and are not able to judge aright. 11, wherefore 12. Both the presbyters and the deacons are those of authority in the church next to God Almighty and His beloved Son. 13. We say this, not they are not to drink at all, for otherwise it would be to the reproach of what God has made for cheerfulness, but that they be not disordered with wine. For the scripture does not say, do not drink wine, but what says it? Drink not wine to drunkenness, and again, thorns spring up in the hand of the drunkard. 14. Nor do we say this only to those of the clergy, but also to every lay Christian, upon whom the name of our Lord Jesus Christ is called. For to them also it is said, who hath woe, who hath sorrow, who hath uneasiness, who hath babbling, who hath red eyes, who hath wounds without cause. Do not these things belong to those that tarry long at the wine, and that go to seek where drinking meetings are? 15. XLV. Receive ye those that are persecuted. 16. On account of the faith, and who fly from city to city. 17. As mindful of the words of the Lord. 4. Knowing that though the spirit be willing, the flesh is weak. 18. They fly away, and prefer the spoiling of their goods, that they may preserve the name of Christ in themselves without denying it. Supply them therefore with what they want, and thereby fulfill the commandment of the Lord. SEC 5. XLVI. Now this we all in common do charge you, that every one remain in that rank which is appointed him, and do not transgress his proper bounds, for they are not ours, but God's. For says the Lord, he that heareth you, heareth me, and he that heareth me, heareth him that sent me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me, and he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. 1. For if those things that are without life do observe good order, as the night, the day, the sun, the moon, the stars, the elements, the seasons, the months, the weeks, the days, and the hours, and are subservient to the uses appointed them, according to that which is said, thou hast set them a bound which they shall not pass. 2. And again, concerning the sea, I have set bounds thereto, and have encompassed it with bars and gates, and I said to it, hitherto shalt thou come, and thou shalt go no farther. 3. How much more ought ye not to venture to remove those things which we, according to God's will, have determined for you. But because many think this a small matter, and venture to confound the orders, and to remove the ordination which belongs to them severally, snatching to themselves dignities which were never given them, and allowing themselves to bestow that authority in a tyrannical manner, which they have not themselves, and thereby provoke God to anger as did the followers of Korah and King Uzziah, or, who, having no authority, usurped the high priesthood without commission from God, and the former were burnt with fire, and the latter was struck with the leprosy in his forehead, and provoked Christ Jesus to anger, who has made this constitution, and also grieved the Holy Spirit, and make void his testimony. Therefore, foreknowing the danger that hangs over those who do such things, and the neglect about the sacrifices and eucharistical offices which will arise from their being impiously offered by those who ought not to offer them, who think the honor of the high priesthood, which is an imitation of the great high priest Jesus Christ our King, to be a matter of sport, we have found it necessary to give you warning in this matter also, for some are already turned aside after their own vanity. We say that Moses the servant of God, to whom God spake face to face, as if a man spake to his friend. 5. To whom he said, I know thee above all men, to whom he spake directly, and not by obscure methods, or dreams, or angles, or riddles. This person, when he made constitutions and divine laws, distinguished what things were to be performed by the high priests, what by the priests, and what by the Levites, distributing to every one his proper and suitable office in the divine service. And those things which are allotted for the high priests to do, those might not be meddled with by the priests, and what things were allotted to the priests, the Levites might not meddle with, but every one observed those ministrations which were written down, and appointed for them. And if any would meddle beyond the tradition, death was his punishment. And Saul's example does show this most plainly, who, thinking he might offer sacrifice without the prophet and high priest Samuel, 6, drew upon himself a sin and a curse without remedy. Nor did even his having anointed him king discourage the prophet. But God showed the same by a more visible effect in the case of Uzziah, 7, when he without delay exacted the punishment due to this transgression, and he that madly coveted after the high priesthood was rejected from his kingdom also. As to those things that have happened amongst us, you yourselves are not ignorant of them. For ye know undoubtedly, that those that are by us named bishops, and presbyters, and deacons, were made by prayer, and by the laying on of hands, and that by the difference of their names is showed the difference of their employments. For not every one that will is ordained, as the case was in that spurious and counterfeit priesthood of the calves under Jeroboam. 8. But he only who is called of God. For if there were no rule or distinction of orders, it would suffice to perform all the offices under one name. But being taught by the Lord the series of things, we distributed the functions of the high priesthood to the bishops, those of the priesthood to the presbyters, and the ministration under them both to the deacons, that the divine worship might be performed in purity. For it is not lawful for a deacon to offer the sacrifice, or to baptize, or to give either the greater or the lesser blessing. Nor may a presbyter perform ordination, for it is not agreeable to holiness, to have this order perverted. 4. God is not the God of confusion. 9. That the subordinate persons should tyrannically assume to themselves the functions belonging to their superiors, forming a new scheme of laws to their own mischief, not knowing that it is hard for them to kick against the pricks. 1. For such as these do not fight against us, or against the bishops, but against the universal bishop and the high priest of the Father, Jesus Christ our Lord. 2. High priests, priests, and Levites were ordained by Moses. 3. The most beloved of God by our Savior. 4. Were we apostles, 13 in number, ordained, and by the apostles I James, and I Clement, and others with us, were ordained, that we may not make the catalogue of all those bishops over again. And in common, presbyters, and deacons, and subdeacons, and readers, were ordained by all of us. The great high priest therefore, who is so by nature, is Christ the only begotten, not having snatched that honor to himself, but having been appointed such by the Father, who being made man for our sake, and offering the spiritual sacrifice to his God and Father, before his suffering gave it us alone in charge to do this, although there were others with us who had believed in him. But he that believes, is not presently appointed a priest, or obtains the dignity of the high priesthood. But after his ascension we offered, according to his constitution, the pure and unbloody sacrifice, and ordained bishops, and presbyters, and deacons, 7 in number, one of which was Stephen. 5. That blessed martyr, who was not inferior to us as to his pious disposition of mind towards God, who showed so great piety towards God, by his faith, and love towards our Lord Jesus Christ, as to give his life for him, and was stoned to death by the Jews, the murderers of the Lord. Yet still this so great and good a man, who was fervent in spirit, who sought Christ on the right hand of God, and the gates of heaven opened, does nowhere appear to have exercised functions which did not appertain to his office of a deacon, nor to have offered the sacrifices, nor to have laid hands upon any, but kept his order of a deacon unto the end. For so it became him, who was a martyr for Christ, to preserve good order. But if some do blame Philip 6, our deacon, and Ananias 7, our faithful brother, that the one did baptize the eunuch, and the other me Paul, these men do not understand what we say. For we have affirmed, only that no one snatches the sacerdotal dignity to himself, but either receives it from God, as Melchizedek and Job, or from the high priest, as Aaron from Moses. Wherefore Philip and Ananias did not constitute themselves, but were appointed by Christ, the high priest of that God to whom no being is to be compared. The Ecclesiastical Canons OFDHESAME Holy Apostles 1. XLVII 1. Let a bishop be ordained by two or three bishops. 2. A presbyter by one bishop, as also a deacon, and the rest of the clergy too. 3. If any bishop or presbyter, otherwise than our Lord has ordained concerning the sacrifice, offer other things at the altar of God, as honey, milk, or strong beer instead of wine, any necessaries, or birds, or animals, or pulse, otherwise than is ordained, let him be deprived, excepting grains of new corn, or ears of wheat, or bunches of grapes in their season. 3. 4. For it is not lawful to offer anything besides these at the altar, and oil for the holy lamp, and incense in the time of the divine oblation. 5. But let all other fruits be sent to the house of the bishop, as first fruits to him, and to the presbyters, but not to the altar. Now it is plain, that the bishop and presbyters are to divide them to the deacons, and to the rest of the clergy. 6. Let not a bishop, a priest, or a deacon 4. cast off his own wife under pretense of piety, but if he does cast her off, let him be suspended. If he go on in it, let him be deprived. 7. Let not a bishop, a priest, or deacon undertake the cares of this world, but if he do, let him be deprived. 5. 8. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon shall celebrate the holiday of the Passover before the vernal equinox with the Jews, let him be deprived. 6. 9. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, or any one of the catalogue of the priesthood, when the oblation is over, does not communicate, let him give his reason, and if it be just, let him be forgiven, but if he does not do it, let him be suspended, as becoming the cause of damage to the people, and occasioning a suspicion against him that offered, as of one that did not rightly offer one. 10. All those of the faithful that enter into the holy church of God, and hear the sacred scriptures, but do not stay during prayer and the Holy Communion, must be suspended, as causing disorder in the church. 11. If any one, even in the house, prays with a person excommunicate, let him also be suspended. 12. If any clergyman prays with one deprived as with a clergyman, let himself also be deprived. 13. If any clergyman or layman who is suspended, or ought not to be received, too, goes away, and is received in another city without commendatory letters, let both those who received him, and he that was received be suspended. But if he be already suspended, let his suspension be lengthened, as lying to, and deceiving the church of God. 14. A bishop ought not to leave his own parish and leap to another, although the multitude should compel him, unless there be some good reason forcing him to do this, as that he can contribute much greater profit to the people of the new parish by the word of piety, but this is not to be settled by himself, but by the judgment of many bishops, and very great supplication. 15. If any presbyter or deacon, or any one of the catalogue of the clergy, leaves his own parish, and goes to another, and, entirely removing himself, continues in that other parish without the consent of his own bishop, him we command no longer to go on in his ministry, especially in case his bishop calls upon him to return, and he does not obey, but continues in his disorder. However, let him communicate there is a layman. 16. But if the bishop with whom they are undervalues the deprivation decreed against them, and receives them as clergymen, let him be suspended as a teacher of disorder. 17. He who has been twice married after his baptism, or has had a concubine, cannot be made a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, or indeed any one of the sacerdotal catalogue. 3. 18. He who has taken a widow, or a divorced woman, or an harlot, or a servant, or one belonging to the theater, cannot be either a bishop, priest, or deacon, or indeed any one of the sacerdotal catalogue. 19. He who has married two sisters, or his brother's or sister's daughter, cannot be a clergyman. 20. Let a clergyman who becomes a surety be deprived. 21. Let an eunuch, if he be such by the injury of men, or his virilia were taken away in the persecution, or he was born such, and yet is worthy of episcopacy, be made a bishop. 22. Let not him who has disabled himself be made a clergyman, for he is a self-murderer, and an enemy to the creation of God. 4. 23. If anyone who is of the clergy disables himself, let him be deprived, for he is a murderer of himself. 24. Let a layman who disables himself be separated for 3 years, for he lays a snare for his own life. 5. 25. Let a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon who is taken in fornication, or perjury, or stealing, be deprived, but not suspended, for the scripture says, "Thou shalt not avenge twice for the same crime by affliction." 6. 26. In like manner also as to the rest of the clergy. 27. Of those who come into the clergy unmarried, we permit only the readers and singers, if they have a mind, to marry afterward. 7. 28. We command that a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon who strikes the faithful that offend, or the unbelievers who do wickedly, and thinks to terrify them by such means, be deprived, for our Lord has nowhere taught us such things. On the contrary, when himself was stricken, he did not strike again; when he was reviled, he reviled not again; when he suffered, he threatened not. 8. 29. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon who is deprived justly for manifest crimes, does venture to meddle with that ministration which was once entrusted to him, let the same person be entirely cut off from the church. 30. If any bishop obtains that dignity by money, or even a presbyter or deacon, let him and the person that ordained him be deprived, and let him be entirely cut off from communion, as Simon Magus was by me. Peter 9. 31. If any bishop makes use of the rulers of this world, and by their means, obtains to be a bishop of a church, let him be deprived and suspended, and all that communicate with him. 32. If any presbyter despises his own bishop, and assembles separately, and fixes another altar, when he has nothing to condemn in his bishop either as to piety or righteousness, let him be deprived as an ambitious person, for he is a tyrant, and the rest of the clergy, whoever join themselves to him. And let the laity be suspended, but let these things be done after one and a second, or even a third admonition from the bishop. 1. 33. If any presbyter or deacon be put under suspension by his bishop, it is not lawful for any other to receive him, but for him only who put him under suspension, unless it happens that he who put him under suspension die. 34. Do not ye receive any stranger, whether bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, without commendatory letters, and when such are offered, let them be examined, and if they be preachers of piety, let them be received, but if not, supply their wants, but do not receive them to communion, for many things are done by surprise. 35. The bishops of every country ought to know who is the chief among them, and to esteem him as their head, and not to do any great thing without his consent, but every one to manage only the affairs that belong to his own parish, and the places subject to it. But let him not do anything without the consent of all, for it is by this means there will be unanimity, and God will be glorified by Christ, in the Holy Spirit. 36. A bishop must not venture to ordain out of his own bounds for cities or countries that are not subject to him. But if he be convicted of having done so without the consent of such as governed those cities or countries, let him be deprived, both the bishop himself, and those whom he has ordained. 37. If any bishop that is ordained does not undertake his office, nor take care of the people committed to him, let him be suspended, until he do undertake it, and in the like manner a presbyter and a deacon. But if he goes, and is not received, not because of the want of his own consent, but because of the ill temper of the people, let him continue bishop, but let the clergy of that city be suspended, because they have not taught that disobedient people better. 38. Let a synod of bishops be held twice in the year, and let them ask one another the doctrines of piety, and let them determine the ecclesiastical disputes that happen once in the fourth week of Pentecost, and again on the 12th of the month Hyperboretatius. 39. Let the bishop have the care of ecclesiastical revenues, and administer them as in the presence of God. But it is not lawful for him to appropriate any part of them to himself, or to give the things of God to his own kindred. But if they be poor, let him support them as poor, but let him not, under such pretenses, alienate the revenues of the church. 40. Let not the presbyters and deacons do anything without the consent of the bishop, for it is he who is entrusted with the people of the Lord, and will be required to give an account of their souls. Let the proper goods of the bishop, if he has any, and those belonging to the Lord, be openly distinguished, that he may have power, when he dies, to leave his own goods as he pleases, and to whom he pleases, that, under pretense of the ecclesiastical revenues, the bishop's own may not come short, who sometimes has a wife and children, or kinsfolk, or servants. For this is just before God and men, that neither the church suffer any loss by the not knowing which revenues are the bishop's own, nor his kindred, under pretense of the church, be undone, or his relations fall into lawsuits, and so his death be liable to reproach too. 41.